L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
It's my list rolling on. So far, three in and three to go. It's my list. Your challenge today was to list three things that are awful, but not horrific. Some people taking it a little too serious.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
No, they are.
Let's hear it.
No, I'm not doing
that. That almost never happens.
Mm-hmm. Which side of the aisle is it?
One of them.
Pointing at the other side.
It's one of them.
Yep. It's all the other side.
Here's the list. My three were healthcare and healthcare insurance. The individuals that work in those things, doctors, nurses, administrators, and everybody that works in insurance, I like you well enough. I just think the system is absolutely bonkers and screws everyday Americans.
I don't think you reiterated the topic.
I did at the beginning. I will again. Okay. Things that are awful, but not horrific. Number two, wet socks. Number three, mosquitoes.
Like one of them, like our healthcare system, and the other is wet socks.
Kelly went with seeing someone choke almost to death where they turn purple and you can't do anything, but then they're okay. If they died, it'd be horrific. And then she added abortion. No one's upset about that. And then they are. And then three, babies that might fall in a pool and then they're rescued. They hold their breath. They're fine, but it'd be awful. They live, so it's not horrific. Steve went with walking in on parents, and then he added parenthetically, unless they're hot when they're having sex. And then he added, number two was seeing animals eat other animals. Yeah. And then accidents where people break a bone or something similar and their bones are never the same. Their joint, their foot, their arm, their leg, whatever.
Permanently warped.
Yes. Hot wings.
Yeah.
What are your three things? It's your list.
Okay. My three things start off with getting shingles. That was awful.
Okay.
Not horrific. I knew I'd live and I'd be fine, but man, for about 5 days, that's the most miserable I've ever been.
Your shingles is why when I turned the appropriate age, I raced to get my shingles vaccine.
Yeah.
I mean, I had shingles.
Yours too.
Yeah,
yours
I had
was
shingles
bad enough.
When I was 36, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. You think that it's one terrible. Of those things that only happens like when you're older, like 60s, 70s, 80s, or whatever. But I mean, it's just based on the chickenpox virus. Ugh. And then. A lot of it, they don't know what causes it to trigger exactly, but they often think it's stress, and sometimes it just flares up, and there it is, and oh, man, that was not fun.
And for some people, it's bad, but not, like, you know.
Mine was
like, yours was worse than when you had COVID, and Steve
was definitely worse than mine. Yeah,
but yours was miserable.
Yours was definitely worse than mine. Mine was miserable, but stress-related, because I had shingles, like, a week after we found out that Evelyn was on the way. So definitely stressful.
Yeah, your timing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was bad.
Okay.
My second one is finding out that your bully ended up having an awesome life.
Oh,
good one. That is awful.
You always want to find out that they got fat and stupid, never left the hometown, and they're kind of a loser. And so when you find out that they're really successful and have a gorgeous wife and great kids and just it's upsetting.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't like it.
Mine, the person didn't have a great life. In fact, they had some of the traumas that lots of people go through. But then they ended up being what seemed like a pretty good, from the way outside looking in, a pretty good dad who took over the responsibilities for the biological parent or parents.
Yeah.
So they ended up doing what seems like a really good thing. So they didn't have a great life. But they seem like they're doing good. So can I resent that person still?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. And then my third one happened to me just yesterday, and that is getting mint toothpaste in your eye. in an awful freak accident that has never happened in 51 years of my life.
You weren't brushing your peepers?
Oh, my God, no. So I was going to see my therapist after this, and all I had had yesterday was coffee, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to brush my teeth and just, you know, whatever.
In case we make out.
So I just went to the bathroom here, and all I'm doing is putting toothpaste onto my toothbrush, which I've done 100,000 times, and for some reason yesterday I just flicked the brush just right. I didn't even see it coming. It was just like, beep! I go, ah! And at first you just go, oh, I got something in my eye. And then about 5 seconds into it, one, it's a paste, so it's not like, I mean, I think it would be bad if it was like Listerine or something, but that's liquid and will wash out. This is that paste in it, so you have to wait for it to kind of dissolve.
Now, this happened here at the station?
My eye was red and hurt for like 5 hours yesterday.
You know what makes that awful is it happened here, where you don't have your litany of eye wash stations like you do in your own home.
It was so
safety
bad.
First.
Don't you have a portable one?
No. I did yesterday, though. I got this Ice Mountain water, and I was holding it in my hand. I was going, I was blinking it in there for like 10 minutes.
You should have called one of us. We would have helped you.
Oh, my God. Everyone was gone.
Oh.
We were all booking out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so that was that.
Getting
one,
shingles.
That hurt really bad.
To review Hot Wings, getting shingles, finding out your bully is living a good life, and getting a glob of mint toothpaste in your eye.
Yeah, really painful.
All right, Tommy. What's your list? Discombobulated.
Yes.
Here we go. Three things that are awful but not horrific.
Yeah. So my first one, kind of weirdly enough, piggybacks off of what Howie just said.
Okay.
Mine is when you get it's kind of two in one. You get a cardboard cut. I think there's nothing worse than you open a package and you just get that like little cut and you know, the webbing in your hand, thumb in your finger.
Oh yeah.
It's always the webbing. It goes right for the webbing.
And it's worse than a regular paper.
It is
because it's more jagged.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It hurts longer. And in that same vein, like when you put hand sanitizer on and you realize, oh my God, I have a cut on my hand because it starts stinging. You're like, what the heck?
So, it sings too. It sings a sad song.
Yeah, that'd it be does. Awesome. Yeah.
And so that number two?
That's
are these all
hand
related?
Two kind of hand in hand, yeah.
Hand sanitizer and surprise cut. Mm-hmm. What's the third one? What else happens to your hand?
Yeah, hand related.
No, my third one is having your flight get delayed. Like, it's not the end of the world, but it can feel like it sometimes when you find out you have to sit at this place for another 3 hours.
Especially what's worse, on the way to wherever you're going or on the way back? What's the worst time to be delayed?
Back.
I think back.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I was going to say going.
Yeah. That sucks, but on the way back, you're tired. You don't have anything to look forward to.
No, you just want to get back and be done with it.
No, getting delayed on the way there is the worst.
I agree with you,
Tommy, because what if you're going to the beach and then you're delayed for a whole day? You lose a day of vacation.
You lose a day.
But if you get delayed while you're at the beach, you get to miss work and it's not your fault.
But what if you're never delayed at the beach? You get delayed when you're at the airport.
Yeah. What if you're going to something you don't want to go to?
Well, then that's different.
Yeah.
Dumb family member's wedding or something.
Yeah.
Howings is right. You get delayed when you just ordered a chicken fingers basket at Botfly's Bonanza in the airport or something, and you know you're stuck there for too long. And now, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah.
Right next to.
All right, Tommy. So, yeah, cardboard right cut, hand sanitizer teaches you that you have a cut, and then your flight gets delayed.
Earl of Sandwich.
And I had an honorable mention as well.
You did. What is
it? You did one, and I'm doing one too. Hitting your funny bone.
That's not great.
And have you ever hit it hard enough where you feel it in the pointer finger or the thumb?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
And that means the first three fingers are just reeking of pain.
Yeah, they're singing in pain too.
Yeah, don't like that at all. All right, those are good. Maitland, what are your three things that are awful, but not horrific?
All right, number three, got jellyfish stings.
Oh, yeah, don't like that.
Have you had one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I was swimming in the Gulf of Mexico in Florida one time. And, I don't know what happened, but a tentacle kind of, like, got my leg a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I got back and I was like, oh, that hurts. That stings. And then I looked down and there was, like, a perfect line across my leg of little itchy red dots. And it was really painful.
What is it most similar to, like, that more people would have experienced?
Like, rug burn.
Ooh,
like that, but like
but
more
it lasts longer.
Yeah. Like a fresh rug burn right after it happens.
And the go number one on it, that's a myth, right?
No, that's true. Who relieved themselves on you?
I relieved myself on myself.
Did it help?
Maybe.
You didn't have to pee anymore.
No. Yes. And then I did. I mean, I took some Benadryl too,
okay.
So that probably helped.
Okay,
so.
Baking soda helps too.
Ooh.
Oh, I bet.
Number two, fender benders.
Oh, especially when they're your fault. Yeah. 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 Or when you're marked at fault because it's not your fault. That sure is not fun.
Yeah, right.
I agree. Yeah, fender bender is awful because it's not bad enough that you're going to get a cart or a balloon for it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, right. It's just inconvenient.
Your insurance rates just go up and you have to lose your car for a couple of days.
It's right. Expensive it's, and inconvenient
yeah.
with no joy.
Uh-huh.
And number one, UTIs. Mm. Burns when you pee.
If you
don't treat it fast enough, you're going to get a kidney infection, a whole litany of problems. My grandma died because she got a UTI.
Oh, my gosh.
But she was already like in hospice. But what did her in was that she got a UTI
42.
And it went to her heart.
Jeez.
Man, UTIs when you're older, dangerous for yeah. real. That we saw happen on
Succession.
Well, they are
if you're already in hospice. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's,
oh, yeah.
That's a bad time to have that happen.
She died. What?
And I'm not laughing at that. I'm just laughing at your shock.
Oh, she drowned in a vat of cranberry juice. <Was terrible. laughs> Not Maitland's grandma. This is an imaginary straw person now.
Always trying to overdo everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. Anything for attention. All right. So, recapping.
You and my family?
Mine was my things that are awful, but not horrific. Healthcare insurance, wet socks and mosquitoes. Kelly went with someone choking almost to death and then living. There was more context, but I'm going to leave it that. So it sounds like she's sad they lived. Abortion, babies that fall into a pool but don't drown. Again, same thing with the context that is missing. Steve walking in on parents having sex, parenthetically, unless they're hot. Seeing animals eat each other, unless they're ugly animals. And three, accidents where bones or something breaks and it's never quite the same. Hot wings, getting shingles, finding out your bully's leading an awesome life, and mint toothpaste striking the eyes. Is it all toothpaste or just the mint?
I haven't tested all of them, but I got to imagine mint is the worst, possibly cinnamon.
Mm. Tommy hates. Oh, I forgot what my notes said. I saw cardboard cuts and I thought that it was cardboard cutouts. Like Tommy hates cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
Nacho Libre. This is the worst.
Never as good as the real thing.
Cardboard cuts, hand sanitizer surprise when you didn't know your hands were cut up, and flights being delayed.
Maitland
went with jellyfish stings, fender benders, and urinary tract infections.
Can I add an honorable mention?
Please do.
When you go poop and then the thing automatically flushes and splashes back that brown water on
there.
Your butt.
Yes. Oh. Hate it.
God.
Oh, yeah. If I hear that thing start to self-flush, I immediately like lean forward.
Yeah.
Like get away from it a little bit. I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch.
I try to create an airlock.
Yeah.
Keep it in there.
You pull yourself down onto it.
You actually end up sucking the toilet up to you.
I'm going to come back in here with a Kohler on my ass at some point. You're like, hey, what happened? Everything's fine.
Great brand of toilets, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah, they're solid.
People are sending theirs in. One-ply toilet paper, because you know that your finger's going to pop through it somehow. Rob says, waking up in sweaty sheets, waking up. Oh. To a downpour in the middle of the night and then remembering you left the car windows open and the being awakened by the sound of your dog going,
oh, yeah.
Or your cat. Mm. It's a terrible, terrible thing. And then you hear the wet splatter on the hardwood.
Mm.
Or your bed.
Oh, that's worse. Very, very worse. All right. Good job, everyone.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.